Let's get to the Mets for a second, who took care of business against Minnesota 15-2. And the offense absolutely erupted. I mean, you know they were held down for the last two games in Atlanta, but they reawoken last night. Two hits for Lindor, Nimmo, Martinez, two for Alonso, another home run for him. That's back-to-back games. Winker with his first hit as a Met. Taylor came in relief in defense. He got two hits. McNeil got two hits. Torrens got three hits. I mean, up and down the lineup. That's why this team is special. To me, is the nature of 1-9 is as good as anyone in baseball. Sure, they don't have the middle of the lineup like the Yankees do, but they are far more complete, and they have been for a month up and down. You are getting career years from, and I even say Iglesias, and he didn't play yesterday. Iglesias has been unbelievable career year. Vientos, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And I believe in this team. And I'm telling you right now, I don't understand what happened last night. Because to me, it is settled. Buddha needs to be in this bullpen. So why on earth, after a good performance from Quintana, who's found his curveball over the last two starts, his curveball was devastating last night. His curveball befuddled the New York Yankees start ago. I don't know why on earth you would go to Buddha with the lead they had, with an 11-run lead. Why on earth would you pitch Buddha in that game? Why not save him for an opportunity? And the reason why is because I understand why they pitched him three innings. I'm okay with the innings. Buddha should be pitching three innings. That's part of it. Saves the bullpen, right, after a couple days or whatever. And he can be a weapon, get you right to your closer, or just finish a game for you. I love the weapon he's become in the bullpen. The idea he can give you three innings is what's special. Why waste that performance with an 11-run lead? Throw the dregs of the bullpen. Why are you throwing Buddha, one of your better weapons in the bullpen, in this game? And it's to keep him regular. Because the option of going back to the bullpen, back to the rotation, is still on the table. And I don't know why. He should not be back in the rotation. And if they need another starting pitcher, which clearly they do, go get one at the trade deadline and help this team. Keep your best weapon in the bullpen. Keep the guy who can go. I have no problem throwing him three innings. I understand the point as well. We want to keep his pitch count up in case he has to go back to the bullpen. Forget that. He's in the bullpen. Let him throw three innings. Keep his pitch count up and let him be this dynamic weapon. Maybe sometimes you need him to get a little bit. Sometimes you need him to get three innings. I'm open to that. Why are you throwing him in this kind of game? Why are you wasting those three innings now to keep him on some regular rotation? Let him pitch to him. You might need him tomorrow for three innings. This game was long decided. Why are you throwing your bet? Why are you wasting three innings from Buddha? Now you can't pitch him for a couple days. He should no longer be thought of as someone heading to the rotation. If they don't come up with one today, then I guess that's back on the table. But they have 15 hours now to go out and get a starting pitcher to help this rotation. Why would you not help bolster this team? Go trade for one. And I know the asking prices are astronomical. And what they got for Kikuchi, what Toronto got for Kikuchi, makes no freaking sense. All right, some of the deals here, the Yankees are waiting to see if the things will come down. That's why Nestor Cortez's name has been bandied about in trades, because they think his value is twice as much. If you go to whatever dopey websites give you the prospect value and people, those fake trade websites, he's got double the value, if not almost triple the value of Kikuchi. That's why the Yankees are looking to sell him. They're going to go at a starting pitcher who's pitching better and trade Nestor Cortez in a market where starting pitchers are getting a ton. I get it. It's not an easy trade to make. But go out there and figure out how to bet. You need to go out there and get someone. Go pay for a Snell. I heard Evan today talking about Scherzer. Go pay for Scherzer. I'm open to anything. Buddha is too important to the bullpen. Go get a bullpen guy too. Go get a rotation piece. Go make trades and bolster this team that has shown you at every turn that they are good enough to compete, that they are good enough to be a playoff team, they are good enough to win. This lineup is special. This lineup, top to bottom, you don't know if you'll get this kind of offense again. You didn't see it for the first month of the season. You didn't, more than that, the first 2 months of the season. You didn't see it all last year. Who knows what you'll see next year? Who knows if Alonso's on this team? Who knows what everyone thinks they're going to get Juan Soto. You don't know you're going to get Juan Soto. Like, who knows what this offense looks like? The offense right now is dynamic, top to bottom. Go out there. You've added Winker. Nice. Right? Maton is a nice little reliever. Go get another one of those. Maybe two of those. Someone even better than that would be great. And go get a starting pitcher that you can throw in a start. You should be there for Flaherty. Honestly, you should be there for Skubal. Why not? Why not trade these prospects you covet so much for a young, controllable starting pitcher? It makes no sense. Go do it. You're right, it's going to be astronomical. I get it. You're going to have them under control for a couple of years. I'm trying to win right now for both of these teams. I'm in the exact same position for both of these teams. I want to win now. The Mets had a different agenda going in. I understand. I was on board with it on some level. But when what's happening happens, when the special nature of what this offense is doing, when you have your ace coming back and you've been predicated on Senga coming back, and then he gets hurt in his first start, you can't just say, well, that was our move and it didn't work out. We were playing well without him. We were playing well before he came back. We'll play now without him after he's been hurt. We'll see how it goes. The offense has been scoring runs. Maybe we'll just out-hit all of our competition and win that way. Go. That's a faulty thinking. And especially with Buddha, why in the world did he pitch last night? He should not be pitching.